Here in the studio at WNYC in New York, Nick Casale, who's first deputy director of security for counterterrorism at the Metropolitan Transportation Authority here in New York. Nick, welcome.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Edgar and Callie up there in Boston. Any sort of thoughts about timing, about the investigation, about what us civilians might be getting wrong in thinking about what's happened here?
Well, I guess, first of all, we don't want to diminish the success of Obama. While it most likely is going to be a cruder bomb, it's going to be a bomb maybe constructed out of black powder or gunpowder. It's not going to be as sophisticated as an improvised explosive device as we see in a war zone or a military ordnance. But we have to look at it this. He's been successful. And they've been successful in discharging two blasts. The blasts were situated where they wanted, I mean, with depraved indifference, the maximum amount of damage. What's also interesting is nobody has made a call taking credit for the incident. Normally, you define a terrorist event as somebody who wants to change the thinking, the ideology of a government. That's kind of what terrorism goes towards, and inflicting terror among the people so that the people will not assemble again, that they're always in fear of the potential act of terror. That gets their political points across.
Can I figure out a distinction here? The White House and people in Washington were very careful not to call this an act of terrorism or to say this was a terrorism incident. Obviously, terror is what's on the streets of Boston. Describe the difference between some lone wolf and some organized organization taking credit for something like this from your perspective as an investigator.
Well, in Boston, as in other major cities, you're going to have a primary focus organization running this investigation. And we hear the FBI is and the Boston Police. It's actually going to fall between the Joint Terrorist Task Force, which is led by the FBI and Boston detectives, but it's also made up of other components of state troopers and other alcohol, tobacco, firearms, immigration. So it's a combined investigative effort. What their mission is terrorist investigations, to identify, to build cases up, to do surveillance, to secure enough evidence to prosecute terrorists. And in their mission statement, it's defined what is a terrorist act. And that MOU is passed around between law enforcement. Then we have the lone wolf. We like to think of the lone wolf as the individual most likely who sympathizes with a politically motivated cause but not part of that organization. But don't have it discount two other things, or three other things. The serial killer, the psychopath, and the grudge. Motivation that we do not know. At this point, we don't know the motive of the incident. The motive could be anything. And you don't really want to speculate.
Although those are frightening scenarios that you've described there, even though they are familiar. Callie and Edgar, jump in here if you have a question for Nick.
Nick, one of the things that has not been dispelled, they've been back and forth with it, is that whether or not they found some undetonated devices. And it was suggested one was found near a hotel, the other one in an undisclosed location. That in and of itself, that piece of information, though not confirmed, as I've said, makes me think that that has to be something more than domestic terrorism. That feels very coordinated to me, and it's, needless to say, extremely scary.
What do you think, Nick?
Well, one of the things you have to look at is people become very sensitive to secondary incidents, and a lot of times people start speculating on what is ordinary now becomes out of the ordinary. I think originally there was some talk about an incident at the Kennedy Library, which is a fair distance from Boston.
A fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you look at this in the totality of it, you got to remain focused. You have a sufficient amount of cameras. You have a sufficient amount of physical evidence there. And that's the basis where the investigation is going to center. Any belief that there are going to be secondary devices that have been recovered and are, you know, known to the law enforcement and not yet revealed to the press, I don't see that right now by this type of bombing. We have two bombs that go off almost simultaneously, which could either be triggered by cell phone or more probably by timer. And then to have ancillary bombs throughout, would require more sophistication, and yet that would go back to the quality of bomb.
But a lot of confidence there from Nick Casal, New York City's Metropolitan Transit Authority's first deputy director of security for counterterrorism. Confidence that there is enough evidence out there with the cameras and with the eyewitnesses to possibly do something. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.